This is Bill Martin, staff member of the State Historical Society of Wisconsin. I am making this tape on Wednesday, February 21st, 1962, at 11:15 in the morning, the Wisconsin Jewish Archives, and I will be interviewing Mr. Morris Weingren in his home.
I ought to say a few words about the individuals whose name I believe that I have mentioned before. I mentioned the name of Nathan Sand. Mr. Nathan Sand came to Milwaukee at the turn of the century, and he too came from Poland. And he has joined what was then a very small movement of newcomers to this city. And from what I know, that people told me that he became one of the leaders and probably was at the helm of that, or the leadership of the Palazai movement for at least a half a century. He was a very kind man, very talented. Let me also mention that he was a very poor man, because he was perhaps throughout the years, he was spent a lot of time and gave a lot of his time and a lot of his talents to this movement, in developing this movement and doing a lot of work. He served many years as chairman, secretary, and he's a man who has done so many things for 50 years or so. And he died at the age of 65 or 66 in 1947. I also want to mention the name of Mr. Louis Perchunuk, who came here in 1905, and he too gave a lot of his time and was engaged in these activities until 1952, when he passed away. There is another man by the name of Elias Zavell, who came here not so early. I think he came during the First World War. He was quite an educated man. I believe that he has had a Ph.D. degree from a university in Paris. He has been in Paris during the First World War, in France rather, during the First World War. And he has made great contributions to our movement. He has taken the Zionism or Palo-Zionism so seriously that he has always dreamt of identifying himself with Zion, with Palestine. And despite of the fact that he worked for a company here, and he held a very fine position and made what is known a very comfortable living, he has left Milwaukee, or left the United States, in 1932 with his wife and with their only son, who was at that time probably 14 or 15 years old, and went to Israel, to Palestine, and settled down there. He worked there for the Histadrut. He was in the head of adult education, because he was quite a scholar in Hebrew, and as I mentioned before, a very talented man, very systematic about things, and very, very, very idealistic and devoted. He died in 1957. His wife died later, and their only son lives in Israel today. I have visited with him during our visits in Israel. Elek Zavell, or Efrat, they changed their name to Efrat in Israel, to a Hebrew name, lives in the Kibbutz Afikim, near the Syrian border. He's a teacher in an agricultural school. He has written several books. One book which was very, very highly praised on agriculture. I mentioned the name of Goldie Meir, or as we knew her first as Goldie Meyerson. She made her first trip after she settled in Israel in 1921. She came to the United States in 1927 and naturally visited, among many other communities, she also visited her own community, her own home in Milwaukee. Since then, she made innumerable visits, being here on various missions, starting with Histadrut, in behalf of Histadrut in the olden days, later in behalf of the pioneer women, and then after the state was established, in behalf of the Jewish agency, in behalf of the government, in behalf of Israeli bands. And she never missed the opportunity to meet with her old friends. It usually almost became a custom or a tradition that when Goldie comes and after the banquet or dinner or public meeting or what have you, she would in the evening get together either at Mr. Tuchman's house or at our house, and we would call the old friends from the olden days and we'll sit and talk and spend in a very fine, warm atmosphere. And Mrs. Goldie Meir is despite of the position that she holds, is very friendly, and I would say very, very simple, unassuming. Usually and particularly when she is with her old friends. When she comes to her hometown, Milwaukee. I have tried to talk about our activities and the small part or substantial part that we played in the Jewish community. I want to say at this point that up until the 30s we were the Baal HaZion in a few affiliate organizations such as the Verband, or it was known then Jewish National Workers Alliance, and the Pioneer Women, because these three make up the what is known as the Labor Zionist Movement. We were separate from the entire Jewish community. 25 or 30 years ago, it was almost common and natural that the community, when I say community, I mean the Jewish community in this case, were sort of divided into East Side Jews, which made up the more settled, more Americanized, mostly born here, and the upper middle class people, and the North Side Jews, or which later became the West Side Jews, who were mostly made up of either workers or small shopkeepers. We were divided. We were never, they never, they who were in the helm of the entire Jewish community to the Federated Jewish Charities, they never turned to us. And I think if they would turn to us 30 years ago, we would turn them down, because we had sort of a philosophy that that we would lose our identity if we were to join any other group. And we, like everything else, when people have a philosophy, it's very, very hard to change it. And I think there is an important change, but life, let me say this, life has changed it. And in the early 30s, with the oncoming storm in Europe, with the advent of Hitler and Hitlerism in Germany, something happened to both sides, to the north or west side, and to the east side. That there was a feeling that in order to help to some degree alleviate what the Jews throughout the world are facing with these policies, British policies in Palestine, where there was a strict quota of for Jewish immigrants, which with the pressure in those years of on the part of Jews in Eastern Europe and Western Europe, that is Poland, Germany, and Latvia, and Lithuania, and all these countries, to get out as quickly as they can, because they undoubtedly felt it more keenly than we did in the United States. And the British closing the doors of Palestine, we felt that unless we are united, we won't be able to do very much. And very slowly, I would say almost unnoticed to ourselves, we were being drawn in general Jewish activities. We being drawn in, and we drew in other parts of Jewry in this community. Such thing there were, it was not unusual to call a protest meeting to protesting against British policies in Palestine, to aid that we had to give to Western, to German Jews and others. And slowly, step by step, we start merging. And the culmination, I believe, was in 1900, in spring of 1937, when three organizations, or rather four, let me name them, the Histadrut, that's the people who have helped organize Jewish labor in Israel, that is ourselves, for whom I speak here, and the general Zionists, who also would raise money, and the Joint Distribution Committee, that was who was in the hand of the wealthier class of Jews, and the Milwaukee Federation of Jewish Charities, got together in spring 1937 and laid the foundation of the Milwaukee Jewish Welfare Fund. It was a very small beginning under the leadership of the late Mr. Joseph Padway, a well-known attorney in this community. We went out for the first time in a united effort, went out to raise money and set out to raise our goal of $25,000 and wound up with $28,000, and which at those days it was quite a sum of money. And I will at this point mention the name of Mr. Peter Attenstein and myself, Maurice Wangred, who were charter members and helped to establish this organization. I like to talk about the American Jewish Conference, in which our movement in particular was active, very much interested, and with some degree of success. I'd like to say a few words about the background, what led to the American Jewish Conference and what was the American Jewish Conference. The American Jewish Conference was the idea of the late Henry Mansky, who was then the president, national president of B'nai B'rith. There was, in those days, in the Jewish communities throughout the land, various groups of Zionists, and there were also many, I don't know, very, very many, but they were substantial Jewish, substantial size of Jewish organizations, and many, many Jewish affiliated and non-affiliated Jews who were opposed to Zionism and who were opposed to the idea of a Jewish state. That isn't really new. That's been going on not only in this country, also in Europe, before the as early as the turn of the century, as early as the Zionism and the idea of a Jewish state were founded, which is also natural. There was opposition to that. And during the war, the late Mr. Mansky felt that in order to convince the nations of the world, or the body that will be created after the war in order to deal with the many problems of many nations, what we now know the United Nations at that time, we didn't know just exactly what form, shape, or name it will have. It will be necessary for the Jews themselves first to make it clear, are the Jews really behind this historical task? Are the Jews in the United States behind it? Are the people, are the majority of the Jewish people, of the adult Jewish people living in the United States, are they really for that program, or is the majority against it? Because everybody who spoke for, and it's only naturally that everybody who spoke against it, and wrote against it, said, rightly or wrongly, that he or she speaks for the majority of the Jewish people. He therefore conceived the idea that we are going to call for the first time a democratically elected body. And since there were approximately about 5 million Jews. We will elect five. These 5 million Jews will go out through their organizations and temples, congregations, synagogues. We'll go out one day and we'll elect 500 people, one delegate for each 10,000 Jews. This took place in the summer. The election, rather, took place in June 1943. Our movement, the Labor Zionist movement, is very being devoted, Zionist being devoted to labor, Palestine. We were very much engaged in this work. Engaged, we called innumerable meetings. Many people from New York, from the leadership, from our general offices came to help us, and we ourselves called meetings through this summer. And we fought together with other sections of the Jewish community, what is known in election in general, a hard-fought campaign. Finally, on a certain Sunday in June, our people went out and have voted. And three people, since Milwaukee has a population of approximately 30,000 Jews, and as I mentioned before, the ratio was one delegate to each 10,000. The result of the fight and election that was that we have elected three delegates to that historical conference. They were, let me name them now, Rabbi Louis W. Switchko, Attorney Hyman Seidelman, and Maurice Wangrud, that is myself. We were the three representing Milwaukee jury. I should also mention that we were the idea, not we as individuals, but the idea succeeded beyond our expectation that the 500 delegates representing the 5 million Jews, or almost the overwhelming majority, I think that there were two groups of one who had 12 and one who had 14 who abstained from voting on these issues. So that we can say now, many years later, incidentally, this I should mention that this historic conference took place at the Waldorf Astoria in the city of New York in September of 1943. The majority, overwhelming majority, like 474, have unanimously voted and gave support to the general program and have demonstrated to ourselves, to American Jewry, to the world, perhaps also to the American government, and later to the bodies that were formed, that the Jews of the United States, to elected representatives, were in favor of a Jewish state. We have been involved and engaged in many, many activities since then, because this was almost 20 years ago. We are engaged. We are, what I want to say by this, that we are, all these organizations in our movement are functioning. We are still in business, despite of that I have mentioned so many people who were in at the helm of it, who have unfortunately, untimely passed away. Other people, some younger people, have taken their place. We are the organization that's called, and I will repeat it, Paula Zion, a labor Zionism, and the Verband and Pioneer Women have regular meetings. We have here our own very nice building called Beth Am Center on 5418 West Burleigh Street. If anybody would come in, and I'm not a promoter for the building, anybody would come in the evening or Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening or Sunday, will always find that there were a lot of activities that's going on, including that I really should mention before, of the Habonim. Habonim, I'll translate this, this is a Hebrew word that means children. We have younger people, kids from the age of 12 to 16, who are our youth movement. This place is full of activities. Our school, which is united, which we united the old Yiddish Volksschule, which we united with a Jewish city school, and we have at the present time a united program. Our school is located there, where about 260 to 280 children get their education from 4 in the afternoon till 8 in the evening. Now, what else? Oh, yes. At the conclusion, I also feel that, suppose that's most of the cases when one is not prepared properly for a report of that kind, that we were always, that all throughout the years, that we were also carried on. We were interested in education, not only education, not only Jewish education for our children, but to further the education also to adults. And when I came here in 1921, spring of 1921, I remember very clearly that I think it was two, after I spent 2 whole days in Milwaukee, I went to a lecture. My friends took me to a lecture. I don't remember what the topic was, but something like a lecture on Jewish literature. And throughout these 41 years that I remember, we carried on an activity of educating ourselves, at least twice a month, our people get together, and we have speakers, lecturers, some of them come from New York to us, who lecture to us on Jewish history or world history, on Jewish literature, Jewish living. And the men and the women get together. Our last lecture was by a famous Jewish poet only about a week ago. And it's a continuous program of educating ourselves, because the majority of our people, particularly the older ones like myself, most of us did not get college education. And in that way, we further our education And we really do like it. We appreciate it, and we like it, and we always look forward to these kinds of activities. I think that is, I could really tell about more things, but I really hope that I have done what I set out to do, to give at least a glimpse of the thing of activities and achievements of the labor Zionist in Milwaukee, as I remember that, and as I have been, like many other people, involved in it, engaged in that from 1921 till this day in 1962.